Now today, as we come to this 36th psalm, and I find now that I'm going to have to increase the tempo here, or we'll be here not only through the summer, but through the winter. And I can't think of a better place to be than in the Psalms, but after all, this Bible bus must continue rolling. And in Psalm 36 here, we have actually a picture of the wicked. And David is the author of this psalm, and he begins it with the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. Now the Septuagint translation of this, which is the Greek translation made by the 70 in Egypt, changes that somewhat, and I'm not sure, but what they probably were closer to the original than our translation, and it reads, the wicked hath an oracle of transgression in his heart. Now, what is that oracle of transgression that's in the heart? It's that old nature that you and I have, the Adamic nature. And the Lord Jesus said, you remember in Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. And this is a pretty ugly brood that come out of the human heart. There's no fear of God before his eyes. Now that's quoted by Paul in Romans 3:18. And here is a revelation of the wicked. For you see that out of the heart come these things, and it is, as it were, in the translation we've given, the wicked hath an oracle of transgression in his heart, that old evil nature that we have. And that's the answer, I think, to those who say the conscience should be your guide. Well, the conscience is not your guide. The Holy Spirit is your guide, but your conscience will be a thermometer or a barometer to let you know after you've done a thing whether you should have or not. But the Spirit of God should be your guide, and the conscience is that which will prick you after you've done it. And so there is that old nature that's within us, and there's no fear of God before the eyes of the wicked. They make brave statements today. Now, the next verse indicates that he flattereth himself in his own eyes. And Matthew Henry, in his commentary, has a very interesting statement in this connection. He says, sinners are self-destroyed. They are self-destroyers by being self-flatterers. Satan could not deceive them if they did not deceive themselves. But will the cheat last always? No, the day is coming when the sinner will be undeceived, when his iniquity shall be found hateful. I think that one of the things that the lost will have to live with throughout eternity is an old nature that he's going to learn to hate. That will be the thing that will make his own little hell on the inside of his skin, by the way. Now I proceed on here. It says the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. I met a man on the golf course, fine-looking man, retired, had had a fine position. But all that his mouth could say was just iniquity. Every breath he uttered was to take God's name in vain. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath ceased to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Actually, in his bed, he plans to do evil the next day. What a picture that we have here. And it's a frightful picture, by the way. Now, when we come here to verse 5, we have a picture of God and what God is. And listen to this. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Now, these are blessed, wonderful words. And this is the God that man rejects. This is the God that man has no fear of. And the wicked do not know this God. And they do not know what it is to be under the shadow of his wings. And that's the place where the righteous find refuge. I'd like to talk about the wings of Jehovah, but we did that back in the 19th of Exodus when God told Israel, "You've seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself." Now, we find under his wings there's protection, there's security and rest, and also the warmth of his love. The Lord Jesus, you'll recall, he said to Jerusalem, he said, "How many times I would have gathered you as a mother hen gathers her little ones under her wings, and you would not." And this is the God that many are rejecting today. Now, it concludes with this word, verse 11 and 12, "Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen, they're cast down, and they shall not be able to rise." What a picture this is. It's a prayer now, and here in this section, he prays that God will continue his mercy and his grace to him, and he'll not fall under the wicked. I think that's something every believer today. You and I are in a wicked, mean world. And my prayer always is, "Oh God, don't let me fall in the hands of the wicked."